This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Don't forget Sebastian Maniscalco, comedian who will be at Capital One Arena Saturday. He'll join us coming up at 9 o'clock. But right now, we head to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to our pal, Dave Richard from CBSSports.com. He's delivered by our friends at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Fantasy moves? Ask Dave. For all of your other moves, let Metropolitan Moving and Storage do the heavy lifting and take it to the house. Check them out at DCMetropolitanMoving.com. Good morning, Dave. Happy week four to you.
Happy week four to those who celebrate. Hopefully no one is staring 0-4 in the face, but there are people out there who are struggling. Injuries are really taking a toll on people in fantasy this year. And there's that one guy in every league, just like the rotten luck. Mm-hmm. Three guys on the bench that are hurt, maybe another two in IR spots. And they're scrounging. They're scrambling. Let's help them out.
Yep. Dave, I'm not a big fantasy guy, but I'm just kind of always intrigued by it all. And here we are into, week four? Is that where we are, Kicks? Mm-hmm. Who, take injury out of the equation, who's been your biggest miss in terms of you expected more, and then who's been your biggest miss in terms of, wow, this guy's doing way more than I anticipated? But take injury out of the equation.
Sure. Travis Kelce has to be up there. Yeah. I mean, he wasn't my number one tight end. You know what? Let me give you two. I missed on Sam Laporta, and I missed on Travis Kelce. Now, do we count Travis Kelce because he hurt his ankle last week? I say we still do because his first two games really weren't that good. But the whole tight end position in general has really been crazy. It's crazy just how unproductive it is. Mm-hmm. And Kelce's role has really been kind of taken over by Rashee Rice. And until defenses try and take Rice away from Patrick Mahomes, we're not going to see Travis Kelce be anything more than a touchdown-dependent tight end. But here's the thing. It's going to happen. It's been 3 weeks of Rashee Rice just absolutely raking defenses over the coals. He's been awesome. So eventually a defense is going to come along, and I don't think it'll be the Chargers this week. It might be the Saints the week after. They're going to let those throws to Kelce that they used to fear, they're going to let those happen. But it's going to come at the cost of taking Rashee Rice away. So the tight ends are definitely two guys that I was way off on. I thought that they'd be much, much better than they were. And maybe I was a little too low on Rashee Rice. I mean, certainly looking at him now, he's a must-start fantasy wide receiver. We're talking about him as a top five type guy in full PPR. I remember drafting some players ahead of him that I probably should not have. But he would be a miss as somebody who I thought would be good. He's turned out to be much, much better.
Well, I'm one of those guys in one of those leagues that's staring 0-4 in the face because of the injuries. I had Tua. He's obviously gone, which affects Tyreek Hill's numbers. Okay, he did nothing last week. That's another question I have for you. What's the Miami quarterback situation? Is it going to be Skyler? Is it going to be Tim Boyle? And then if it is, do you feel confident playing Tyreek?
So the problem is that Tyreek Hill remains a must-start because everybody knows what he's capable of doing on one play. With Tua, he was capable of making splash plays 3 or 4 times a game. If it's Skylar Thompson or Tim Boyle, then maybe it's going to be once a game. But they also signed Tyler Huntley off the Ravens practice squad, and this is not somebody to write home about. His career metrics are in line with what you got out of Desmond Ridder or Will Levis in 2023. So he's not great, but he's capable. He's certainly better than what Skylar Thompson and Tim Boyle could offer in terms of just making plays, accuracy, et cetera. And that leaves some optimism for Tyreek Hill, but only for Tyreek Hill and for Devon Achane. But Jaylen Waddle, someone that I'm very nervous to start in fantasy, he's more of a flex play. And Tyreek is more of like a borderline number one fantasy receiver. Like if you had told me before the season, you wouldn't bat an eye at ranking Rashee Rice over Tyreek Hill, I'd say that sounds crazy.
Right.
But yet here we are. Rashee Rice is fourth in my PPR rankings. Tyreek Hill is 11th. He probably shouldn't even be that high, but that's where he is this week. Just kind of a tough situation for fantasy managers who have Tyreek Hill to deal with. Your hope is that one of these quarterbacks ends up being competent for Miami, and it could be Huntley, or they make a trade for another guy, or Tua Tagovailoa comes back, runs the offense as normal, Tyreek Hill goes back to being a top three fantasy receiver.
Dave, can you rank these three quarterbacks? Kyler, Jaden, Dak.
They are all top six quarterbacks for me this week. Kyler's going to be at the top of the list. He's got the easiest matchup. He's at home against the Commanders. Jaden is next, and I love that we're on a first-name basis with Jaden Daniels. We can call him Jaden. We can call him JD. It doesn't matter. He's got another outstanding matchup. I don't love that they're on the road the second week in a row, and they're coming off of a big win on Monday night. So short week on the road, second week in a row. I wonder if it'll be a little bit of trouble, but how can you sit Jaden Daniels at this point? So Murray, Daniels, and then Dak after that, but all three of them, top six quarterbacks, well ahead of C.J. Stroud, Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, and of course ahead of Anthony Richardson.
Dave, two more one-name guys before we get to the callers. Roshan or Justice in a full PPR?
I'd roll the dice on Roshan. I think he's going to have a no more than a part-time role in Chicago, but for now, he'll be the passing downs guy.
All right, let's go to the phones. All of the fantasy football players are lined up, just begging to ask Dave a question about their lineups for week four.
I mean, Pastor Jacques' ability to be on line one.
His hustle's unmatched.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's great. We love it.
Yeah, yeah. Jacques, how are you, bud?
Hanging in there, brother. How are you guys?
Good, good. What do you got for Dave?
Dave, it's a half PPR, and I need it. Start one of these guys, Travis Etienne. It's a horrible offense. Garrett Wilson, the Patrick Surtain. I might take him out, or do I actually play Deontay Johnson over both of those guys in half PPR?
I would roll with Deontay Johnson, who looks like will be a target hog for Carolina. Andy Dalton looked like Andy Dalton. I mean that in a good way. I mean that in a bad way. He was competent. He ran that offense well. It did come against the Raiders. I don't think that we'll see many more games where Deontay Johnson is that like hyper efficient with the football, but he's still going to be in line for double-digit targets every week, so should get at least six catches a game. Certainly could come through in the end zone. I like him best of the three guys you named.
Good luck, Pastor Jacques. Good luck, sir.
All right, buddy. Let's go to David in Arlington.
Hey, good morning. Favorite segment of the week.
Thank you, sir.
I have an Anthony Richardson problem. I was pumped to get him. I stacked him with Pittman, but it's obviously been terrible. I have an offer on a plan B to give up Juwan Jennings or Brian Thomas for Geno or Jordan Love. What do you think?
I would slam dunk Juwan Jennings for Jordan Love. The one difference being if you're like desperate for a quarterback this week, then you might have to start Richardson. But I think Jordan Love can be better rest of season than Anthony Richardson, who, let's face it, has regressed as a thrower. I thought he actually looked decent as a rookie, certainly improved from his days in Florida. But this year, man, something's not right. And I think it's his footwork and just balls are sailing on him, and he's just way off target. The only things that he can hit are these deep throws, and he's not running as much as we thought he would. At least he hasn't in the last couple of games. They need to bring that back into the offense, and that might make him more comfortable. But for now, I cannot trust him. Juwan Jennings was amazing last week, but think about what his role will be, I don't know, 2-3 weeks from now. Kittle's already on the way back in San Francisco. Debo Samuel is going to get healthy. Now we're talking about Juwan Jennings, who's been a great role player for them, maybe 3-4 targets a game. You're not going to want to start him. The fact that you can turn him into Jordan Love is a steal. Go for it.
Hey, Dave,
all right,
real quick,
good luck.
Before we get to another call, I can't believe I'm asking this, but if Devontae Smith's a no-go, A.J. Brown's a no-go, is Jahan Dotson a wide receiver 3 decent pickup?
I'd call him a low-end wide receiver 3. It's mainly because of the matchup. This Bucs secondary is really beat up, although they haven't allowed a lot of numbers to wide receivers this year, Amon-Ra St. Brown notwithstanding. But I don't I think it's going to be still a ton of Dallas Goedert, a ton of Saquon Barkley. I think Hurts will run a little bit more.
Okay.
But I wouldn't want to trust Jahan Dotson if I could help it.
All right.
He's all basically right. saying stay away.
I'm just saying.
I'm saying what the Commanders are saying.
But Dotson's going to start if those guys are out.
Isn't it amazing, though, how far his star has fallen?
Yeah. It is kind of shocking.
I mean, we really thought we had a legit number two for the next 5-10 years.
I know.
Yep. And the guy's going to be lucky to be in the league in a couple years.
Yep, he can always be playing.
What are you hearing, by the way, what are you hearing on Devontae?
Oh, I don't think he's going to play.
He's not going to go, okay.
Because they have a bye in week 5. Like, why are they going to rush him back? Right. Doesn't make sense.
All right, let's go to Andrew Richmond. Hey, Andrew, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Junks.
What's up?
Sounds like already kind of answered Anthony Richardson versus Geno Smith question. So, half point PPR, Carson Steele or Khalil Shakir?
I would take the chance on Carson Steele because it looks like his matchup against the Chargers is shaping up to be one where one team is in preseason mode. The Chargers have a bye also in week 5. They're going to be without both their starting tackles. They're going to be without their starting safety. They're going to be without one of their best pass rushers, and their starting quarterback has a high ankle sprain. This just might be a game where, and this is a dream come true for Jim Harbaugh and Greg Roman, they just run it 45 times and try and control the clock and just let Taylor Heinicke, another blast from the past Commander's hands, let him just kind of hand off and hope that they can stay close with the Chiefs. But if that's what they're going to do, the Chiefs can match it, and Carson Steele is like Ram Man from He-Man. We know that he just goes straight ahead, plows through people, gets a lot of yards after contact. I'm wondering if Kareem Hunt is called up to take Samaje Perine's role more so than Carson Steele's role. Andy Reid was very complimentary of Steele. I like his chances to score. I like his chances to get a lot of carries again like he did last week. So I'll say Steele.
All right, who's up next?
All right, let's go Chris in Woodbridge. Hey, Chris.
Speed round's looming.
Hey, good morning, Junks.
What's up, Chris? What's
good morning, Dave.
Yo.
Go. Hey, I have I need a tight end and a flex. Dallas Goedert, Kincaid, Diggs, and Metcalf.
First of all, awesome options. Goedert is your tight end. He's top two for me this week. And I like Diggs a lot, but I can't turn you away from DK Metcalf. He's been absolutely awesome. I expect him to continue.
All right, now it is time for the speed round. No stammering, stuttering, small talk, or shaky voice is allowed. No dumb questions. No Bluetooth or speakerphones you'll get hung up on. Don't disrespect Dave's advice.
All right.
Simple.
That's very simple.
Let's go to Donnie. Speed round, go.
Quentin Johnston, Jordan Addison, Calvin Ridley.
Ridley.
Going soft there, Valdez. My bad.
Austin, speed round, go.
Standard format, need one. ETN, Motor Singletary, Zach Moss.
It's ETN.
George.
Georgie.
Nope. No PPR, HN, or David Montgomery?
HN.
Adam.
Defense, Dallas or Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh.
Go to Kyle.
They're taking on Anthony Richardson.
Kyle, speed round, go.
Bluetooth, I could hear a mile away.
He gone.
George, speed round, go.
Wide receiver, Judy, Flowers, Wilson, Atwell, or Lazard?
Too many choices.
Yeah.
It's too many choices, but Zay Flowers is who I'd pick. Over Garrett Wilson this week.
Andre, speed round, go.
Tight end, Henry, Ingram, Gesicki.
Didn't even understand the
Gesicki.
Yeah, all right. Gesicki. Gesicki is your guy if Ingram is out.
All right.
Quick one for me. Gesicki or Kelsey?
Kelsey.
All right. Do we do Andre? I can't remember. Yeah, we did. Sorry, that's my bad.
It's all good.
Let's go. Is it Mark or Mac? I don't know. Hey,
Whoever you are, go, Andre.
Okay, Andre, go. Speed round.
Good morning.
All right.
Pleasantry.
I kind of set him up. I didn't need to.
Yeah, it's okay. It happens.
Eddie, speed round, go. All right, he's Eddie's. Eddie, speed round, go.
PPR, Akers or Perine?
I think it's going to end up being Akers.
Zach, speed round, go.
PPR, Madison or Roshan?
I'm still going to go with Madison over Roshan. I'm not ready to trust Roshan yet.
Let's go to Matt. Speed round, go.
Which Rams receiver do you
Too wordy. Let's go.
Too wordy. I'm with you.
John,
the answer
speed
is Tutu Atwell.
Speed round, go.
Bluetooth.
All right. And wow. Look, celebrity appearance here, Kay.
Oh, is he making a triumphant return? John DePompa is back.
He is. Hey, John.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Dave.
I'm calling for a PSF league, Dave. That's a points per smash factor. Who's got a lower smash factor? Evie on the driving range or Lurch and Teresa in the bedroom?
Oh, I don't even think that's close. I think that's an easy one. My smash factor is ridiculous sometimes. You know,
Jason's smash factor is negative.
Jason's is
50.
Under one for sure.
Good one, John. Good return.
All right, thank you, John. Good job, buddy.
Dave, best of luck in your leagues. I hope you get a lot
of Ws. I'll be texting you, Dave.
And we'll talk
to you
again next week, sir.
Looking forward to it, guys. Good luck getting that dub in week four.
We are going to try. We're going to do our damnest to make that happen. All right, when we come back, we'll do EB's entertainment page. And don't forget, Sebastian Maniscalco, comedian who is at Capital One Arena this weekend. He'll join us coming up at 9 a.m.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
All right, before we get to the EP, do we want to start filling up our gift basket that we're going to send to Ryan Poles, the Chicago Bears general manager?
Good question. What do you think? Should we do it now? Should we do it now?
All right, you guys start gathering your stuff. Mine's in my locker. I'm going to go grab it, and I'll be back in like 30 seconds.
Mine's very easy.
Well, now... should I get the puffy stuff, or are we going to let Karina or somebody do it? Should I get the puffy stuff, like the... You want me to try?
Just put the stuff in the basket, and we'll have a female put it together for us.
Okay, but can we show it on air before we do it? Is that possible?
Like the basket?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll have like a final reveal for it.
Final reveal. I think that would be good.
Yeah.
So this is really for Ryan Poles to give to Caleb Williams. Since he can't read defenses, I went out and got some readers.
Well, that you could also use the readers for Ryan Poles so he can read the scouting report a little bit better.
That works too.
You could use it either way.
So the readers.
All right.
Probably should put a note to explain why the readers. By the way, cheapest I could find were $15.
Yeah.
Let me see.
How do those work for you, EB, those readers?
I forgot how...
They're solid?
Those are just 1.25, so they're not that strong, I guess.
Think mines are... Mine are a 1.5.
Yeah, I'm at the point I don't need readers yet. I think I'm good. I'm good.
Really?
I'm sure I will.
Go to a restaurant and you could always see the menu?
No, I'm silly with the menu. I just need them for, like, driving. I'm nearsighted.
Yeah.
So I've trouble with this. Things in the distance.
Yeah, well, I think my eyes are transitioning now. Like in the last, just the last two or three weeks, my eyes twitching. It's going crazy.
That's also lack of rest, too.
I have two items.
All right.
The first one is I just like to troll Caleb for painting his fingernails because I just think that's so stupid. I really do. I mean, it's really dumb. But
it's not your thing.
Are you okay with women doing it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I just think it's...
Or is it dumb for women, too?
No. Well, it's dumb to pay for it. Like when my daughter goes somewhere and pays $80.
That's expensive, too.
That's dumb.
Don't get me started on that.
I mean, people who are run nail salons, they're printing money.
I just told my daughter to give me a few. And this is not necessarily for Caleb. This is, I don't know, this is for Poles. If he wants, maybe this would make him simpatico with Caleb. They can paint their nails together and maybe he'll play better.
Okay.
I don't know. So I got some nail polish. I just want to troll him for that.
Okay.
Because I think that's so dumb. And then I got I went into my archives, and I figured Poles will be looking for a job soon.
Okay.
So I got Play Better Golf, the old school book from Jack Nicklaus. This all is right. fantastic.
So the Bears are going to be stroking him checks because they'll probably throw him overboard early. If
he wants to learn how
deal.
To play, you can read this classic
that
book.
That is an old-ass book.
This is an old book, but it is a classic. Uh-huh. So there you go. Play Better Golf.
All right, good. That goes in the basket.
Did you put yours in yet?
I haven't yet. Yeah. I got him two items. I got him. I got him this nice little leather notebook. He can, you know, when he's on his scouting reports, overdrafting players or drafting the wrong players, he can jot his notes down in this nice little book. He'll have it handy. So I'll put that. I'll wrap that up in the basket. And then also, I got him a tarot card set.
Ooh.
So in case like all of his scouting goes wrong and he can't rely on like his personnel department and his director of player personnel, he can lay out some tarot cards and maybe he can get some
maybe
advice.
Maybe he can see the future better.
Yeah, he can maybe see some advice from the great beyond. I was thinking like a psychic gift card, but I think a tarot card set is better.
I like it.
Maybe it helps him make better picks.
So hold on, you're
going
to wrap your gifts? You want him to unwrap them?
Yeah, I'll just wrap it up in some nice looking paper. I need to make it look fancy.
All right,
you know what I'm saying?
All right. Okay.
Come on, you're always excited to unwrap something.
Yeah. All right. There you go. I mean, that's the worst wrapping job in history, fine.
I'm a guy, EB. Am I supposed to be good at wrapping presents?
Right. And you're not supposed to wear a fingernail polish. All right. There you go.
All right. So we'll wrap up this nice little notebook.
All right. We kind of talked about it yesterday. The favorite gummy bear treat for Caleb Williams is the Trolley Sour Bright Crawlers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, this is not necessarily for Poles, but it's a signal that Caleb would rather eat Trolleys than throw touchdowns.
Okay.
All right, so he gets some Trolleys.
Good.
Then also, since Caleb has thrown picks, he loves to throw picks. He's thrown four in three
toothpicks.
Games. Yeah, toothpicks.
Okay. All right.
That. Very good.
So there you go.
All right.
That'll fit nicely in the basket.
Drabby, did you get anything or no?
Yeah, I did. Well, first off, I got some cellophane to wrap our gift basket
in.
You
got
to make it with a bow on it. You got to make it
nice
pretty. Like EB was talking about, I got some tissue for Caleb and Poles to cry together when they lose a bunch of games.
All
big crybaby.
Yeah.
And I also got, Caleb carries around a pink bedazzled phone.
Yeah.
So I got a matching one for Ryan to call the commissioner with their pick next year when they draft a left tackle to protect him.
I do like that.
With their first overall pick.
That's very nice.
Good shtick.
Nice bedazzled phone.
Mike Marr, do you have anything?
Yeah, I got a big old bottle of salt for that salty son of a bitch. You know, he's pissed off that he drafted Caleb Williams over Jaden Daniels. So, yeah, here's some salt for you, buddy.
All right. Okay. Thank you. I love it. Nice job, Mike. And Valdezzi?
I got Poles. You know what? He really effed the Bears hard by taking Caleb over Jaden.
Right.
And you know what? If he gets fired and he gets hired by another franchise, he'll probably eff them over, too. And what's hot in the sex community, Cakes?
Oh, I don't know. I need you to tell me.
Baby oil. So when he F's the Bears in the 2025 draft, he can use the Diddy baby oil when he does that.
Very
when he gives him the high hard one.
I do like that. It's a topical.
Very topical.
Very timely.
Yeah.
You can attend a freak off party.
Nice, there's a lot of different things going on in that gift basket.
All right. Thank you, Valdez. Now, I don't know.
Yeah, I got this out of my own stash.
Yeah, right.
Whoever opens
now you'll have 999
Whoever
bottles.
Opens the basket's going to go, what is going on? This is the weirdest basket ever.
You know what
ever.
I'm hoping? I actually just thought of this morning. The Bears are on the in-season Hard Knocks, right?
Yeah.
Maybe there's a way we can kind of get in. It's a bit. I can kill time.
Sure.
But you know what? You were going to write a letter.
I was going to write a
thank you letter.
Yeah.
Make sure you kind of describe the items.
Yeah, here are the items within.
Yes, and you can say why we got each one. Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
I can do it like an inventory of each item.
Yes, yes.
And by the way, it has to be a handwritten note.
Oh, yeah, of course.
There you go.
I mean, that's...
And maybe we'll dictate it to Karina because I think women's handwriting
shows that you care by including a handwritten note.
So I actually think what we should do is whoever takes this to UPS can't be me. I got a tea time. But we should have somebody following them with a camera or something and just document it.
Yeah.
And then we'll put it on our social media.
That works.
Right?
Sure.
I
don't know who's going to do that, but so I guess somebody should do that.
Mike Marr.
I mean,
Mike's an employee, but he's the closest thing to our intern.
Right.
That we have.
I guess that's true.
I know he's a real full-blown
employee. I know, he actually draws paychecks.
Yeah. All right, excellent. I'm very proud of this. It
came together nicely.
It looks full.
I think it's going to look great, and especially when Karina wraps it and she does that little feminine thing with it.
Yeah, it gives it that woman's touch that it clearly needs.
Right? I think it'll look good.
Very good.
This is actually the perfect basket. Yeah. I joned on it yesterday.
Worked out well.
But compared to that laundry basket you brought in.
I mean, if we had a billion listeners coming by to like donate stuff in it.
And the listeners let us down. They brought in zero.
Yeah, they didn't do it.
They had a few sticky calls. Mm-hmm. What was the best one?
The quarters.
Quarterback. Came with the quarterback.
Yeah. Okay, good. So now... I mean, the chances of him ever seeing that or getting to his desk.
It, but the PR staff will.
Someone's going to read the note.
Right. They'll laugh.
So,
yeah.
Somebody's going to get a laugh out of it.
Maybe, should we dictate the note now? Like,
go ahead. You want to type it up, Cakes?
Sure, I can do that.
Go ahead, Valdez. Dear Mr. Poles.
Yeah. Please deliver to Ryan Poles.
Yes.
Right?
That's part of the thank you card?
No, we got it. That's got to be the message.
Right. That'll be like the thing on top. Like, you know, when you get flowers delivered, it says for Mr. Poles.
Thank you for gifting us Mr. Poles. Daniels.
Yeah. Yes. The Washington Commanders fan base wants to thank you.
Or we'll just say the Sports Junkies. Let's say the Sports
Junkies. The Sports Junkies and Commanders fan base.
Yes.
Want to thank you for epically botching the 2024 NFL draft and taking the inferior quarterback, Caleb Williams.
Love it.
And leaving us with the superior quarterback in Jane Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it won't set your franchise back too much. Regards.
Regards. In Jaden we trust.
In Jaden we trust.
The Junks. There you go.
P.S. Was it 80 some percent, whatever his completion percentage is?
Right.
That's the PS.
80.2%.
Well, put 80.2 and then arrow down to 59.8.
Right. Caleb's.
No, or just put greater than sign.
Right. Yeah.
Should we do like a side by side in all the statistics? Because he's probably equivalent in touchdowns, right?
But we should sign it in nail polish.
Not a bad bit.
All right. I love it. So we'll have to we'll get that done, maybe by the end of the show.
Yeah,
we'll have
get it
a
all
presentation
wrapped up with a nice bow
of the gift basket.
Yeah,
hopefully the PR staff sees it. It'd be great if we could get a little appearance on Hard Knocks.
Well, I think doesn't the team have final say as to what goes to air?
Well, they could get a kick out of it and then trash us.
Sure, they could do that.
I would think. I'm sure the Skins folks won't be super happy about us trolling.
Yeah, we have no real affiliation with them.
Yeah,
they'll get over it.
I mean, I don't think it's going to be extra motivation for them to beat us.
Right.
You mean, did you buy this book on your honeymoon?
Is there still a bookmark in there?
What year did you get married?
1996.
This book has a receipt.
Yeah.
Did you go to Hawaii?
I went to Maui.
Yeah.
He bought it on his honeymoon. Look at the receipt. Read the receipt.
Yeah, pretty good Skins hitting.
Aloha books.
You're reading a Jack Nicklaus book while you should be hitting
Skins. I played golf like three times on my honeymoon.
And I can think of one hole in one.
It was mine. July 10th, 1996. There you go.
What is it?
July 10th.
You bought it on your honeymoon.
Yeah.
I can't believe the receipt's still in there.
I actually had that book in a bigger... You know, that's just like the little smaller thing,
right?
So the side, you know, what the side story to that is? When we first got married, you know, you don't have furniture, and I remember talking to a buddy of mine, and he is like, "Yeah, you got to get bookshelves and stuff, and you got to have books."
Sure.
So I was buying books. I was going to use bookstores and buying books. So like, you know, to kind of decorate your house. You don't know what you're doing. Decorate your condo,
sure,
or whatever.
Hold up, you played golf three times on your honeymoon?
I did.
I don't
you guys
you.
Remember, I get you guys gave me a driver. You guys gave me a TaylorMade burner driver.
Dina, I can't relax with you on the beautiful sand of Maui. I got 36.
Yeah. I'm playing.
What a romantic.
I think she went with me once. And the other times I said, just go to the pool.
You just played by yourself, you got it hooked up to somebody.
Probably.
No, I think I played by myself. Oh, you know, they have a lot of courses out there. I zip through.
Dina, I booked a massage
Nobody
for tomorrow.
Does that?
Oh, nice. Just left massage? Her? No, my back hurts.
Left her alone on your honeymoon?
That's such a show.
that's the worst thing I've ever heard of.
Are you serious?
It's your honeymoon, like the 1 week. of your entire life, you have to pay just attention to her.
We were there for 10 days. We were
That's an extensive and expensive honeymoon from the sound.
Very expensive.
We were, see you later. I'm teeing it up.
Yeah. I remember having a tinge of guilt about it, but we talked about it.
I support it wholeheartedly.
Yeah. I can't be the only guy that's played golf on their honeymoon.
Eric, why are you so horny?
I went bogey free.
I'm horny for
You're horny for, is there a course on Wailea?
Wailea Country Club.
Yeah.
I didn't play that. I stayed right by Kapalua. I was literally right there, but I didn't play that one.
Trying to figure out the elevation changes.
No, the great thing about golf in Maui is you get those trade winds behind you, and you're hitting 380-yard drives.
But not only did he play golf, he bought a golf book there.
But he was into it.
No, I was fine. Yeah, that's an iconic book.
What are we doing tonight? Let's go to a bookstore.
Yeah. I think it's when you're just walking around the little towns and you see like a used bookstore, you walk in. I think that's what it was.
All right, don't forget, coming up later on the show, in just about 20 minutes, we'll be joined by comedian Sebastian Maniscalco. He's in town at Capital One Arena this weekend. He'll join us at 9 o'clock. Time now for the Junkies Blitz. Week 4 is here. Let's take a look around the league as the Giants and Cowboys tangle tonight. Junkies Blitz is brought to you by Offenbachers. Visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis for a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture, too.
All right, we'll play some true-false here shortly, but getting into tonight's game, a couple things jump out. So Cowboys against the Giants, both teams are 1-2. Dallas is laying around 6 points.
Yeah, we got a teaser, Cakes. I booked it. You're getting the Giants plus 12.5 and over 39.5.
Love it. I'm counting my $5 already.
For $5.
Cowboys have owned the Giants of late. Smashed them 49-17 in November. That was the last matchup, but they've won 6 in a row against the Giants.
Mm.
Watch out for Micah Parsons tonight. He hasn't had a sack in consecutive games.
That
the pass
happens.
Rush has disappeared. Parsons has had 3 games in a row without a sack, just once in his career, which was early in his rookie season.
Eric's buddy, who's a Giants fan, says the bet of the night is Wandale Robinson over receiving yards, 34.5.
That's my guy, Ben.
I mean, Malik Nabers is obviously the lead story when it comes to the Giants passing game, but Wandale Robinson's been a nice little security blanket for Daniel Jones for some of the short to intermediate stuff. So that makes sense.
He's gone over the 34.5 in 2 of the 3 games.
Yep.
So in the first game of the season, the Cowboys racked up 6 sacks and 17 quarterback hits.
Yeah.
Against Cleveland. Since then, they've had just 1 sack and 2 quarterback hits. Part of the reason is, well, teams aren't dropping back. They're just running against them. So watch out for the Giants offensive line against the Cowboys defensive line.
I think I would have to bet on maybe throw a Micah Parsons gets a sack into a parlay, because Daniel Jones, despite playing better, still been sacked 8 times through 3 games. So teams are getting to him, and I would guess that Mike is going to find him at some point tonight.
Probably. Cowboys have allowed 72 combined points the last 2 weeks. I just think they're going to play better defensively tonight. They have to. They're desperate for a win. They fall to 1-3. They got the Steelers in Pittsburgh the following week. They got the Lions. They got to go to San Francisco. They got some tough outs.
Is this a good record for Dak Prescott in his last 12 starts against the Giants? 12-0.
It's pretty good.
He threw for 404 yards and 4 touchdowns and ran for another in the last matchup.
I just need the Giants to hang. I don't need a win. I just need them to hang within, 12.5?
Yeah. That's what you got.
Kind of love that. Right. It means Giants are going to get obliterated. I love it at the $5.
You love it so much you don't want to put more than $5
on it. $5 level.
All right,
so usually it's a true-false Tuesday, but we didn't get to it, so it's a true-false Thursday.
All right.
We're sending the gift basket to Ryan Poles about Caleb Williams. True or false? The Bears should have kept Justin Fields instead of drafting Caleb Williams.
False. Unequivocally false.
Yeah.
I think his upside what he did. Is, unless he's playing the Commanders on Thursday night with Ron Rivera as the head coach.
They did give up a draft haul, though.
You're giving right? up. You're
to
giving
be able
up,
to draft.
You're kind of you,
Caleb Williams.
If you
right?
believe
Bears?
True,
didn't the Bears? No, the Bears swindled the Panthers. The stupid Carolina okay. Panthers. It was the other way around.
If you believe that and you say true, then you're giving up on Caleb Williams way too early.
Way early.
Caleb is going to be fine, but he's going to be up and down.
But the other part of the equation well, is Fields is off to a 3-0 start. In Pittsburgh, limiting his turnovers. He's got 518 yards
They're
passing.
Also limiting
that's not great.
His exposure. Yeah.
Two touchdowns, one interception.
He's in a run-heavy offense where his defense is playing at a historic level.
But you're I'm not happy
always
for him.
You're not always going to have that ecosystem to work with. False. The Bears definitely should have drafted. Well, they should have drafted Jaden Daniels, but they took Caleb Williams. They needed to upgrade a quarterback.
What if they kept Justin Fields? And used those draft picks not only on a wide receiver, which they did, but on an offensive lineman.
I still think the ceiling for Caleb Williams is higher than that for Justin Fields.
I think that's true. For sure.
I think when you look back at their careers 20 years from now, you're going to say, well, Caleb Williams was a much better quarterback than Justin Fields.
But it was interesting. And also, quarterbacks sometimes they just need different fits,
right?
Different scenery. And
I totally agree with that.
And Fields is in a better situation. Probably, well, not probably, much better coaching. Mm-hmm. And it's a perfect fit for him, and his completion percentage is very impressive.
It was interesting hearing Baldy talk about Caleb Williams, saying that we watched the film, and you can go to his Twitter account, Baldy NFL, I believe it is,
yep,
at Baldy
that's right.
NFL, that he said that when he was watching it, he would stop after the five-step drop or seven-step drop or three-step drop, whatever it was, and he would pause it. And the receivers weren't turned around. They weren't ready for the throws. So, and Trav was talking about their offense coordinator who was in Seattle last year, Shane Waldron, is just getting killed. And Baldy didn't call him out, but it sounded like he was propping up other offensive coordinators like O'Connell.
Yeah.
And I can't remember who else he jocked. I think he did even say Kingsbury.
Yep.
And then he didn't call out Waldron by name, but he basically was saying that offensive coordinator's not doing him any.
Well, the running game's a mess.
Doing a service for him.
There's not a lot of support in the running game. They can't figure that out.
Swift is he hadn't done anything.
The offensive line's a bit of a mess. It's going to take some time.
It'll be interesting. They're slight favor over the Rams this week at home.
Yep.
True or false, the Pittsburgh Steelers will win the AFC North. 3-0 so far. Ravens and Browns are 1-2. Bengals, of course, without a win.
Talk to me after this week.
I'm going to say false. I don't know if that defense is sustainable like throughout the entire season.
If the Steelers win this week, they play the Colts, and they're 4-0, and the Ravens lose to the Bills, and they're 1-3, I might say yes,
right.
True. Talk to me next week. But if the Steelers lose and then the Ravens win, I'd probably stick with the Ravens.
Right.
It's a nice head start.
The Bengals aren't going to win it.
It's a great head start they have, no doubt.
Great head start.
True or false, Andy Dalton will remain the starter for the Carolina Panthers the rest of the season. They had said that Bryce Young's benching was considered more of a timeout than a season-long benching.
I'm going to say false.
The Red Rifle plays every game through the rest of the season.
No, false. They need to get Bryce back out there.
Why?
They might trade Bryce.
Did you see how much better the offense operated with Andy Dalton?
Yeah. No, I understand. But maybe play Dalton.
But Dalton's
for
not
going to
play like that
weeks.
Every week. You know
I
that.
Mean, I know he won't, but
there's no purpose.
He's better for that
He'll
fit.
Play better than Bryce Young every single week.
Yeah, you're saying give him another shot.
Of course. I'm saying.
What
not,
if they determined he's just.
Dalton play another 6 or 8 weeks? Because we already know what Dalton is. He's a very, very capable player, but he's not somebody you build around. Play him another 6 or 8 weeks. And then you give Bryce his last sort of real shot at this, maybe for the last 5 or 6 games, and see what he can
the
come up with.
The only way I do that is if I know I'm showcasing him to trade him.
Well, you might be showcasing him to. So you've given up on his talent.
Yes. Okay. At least in that situation, yes.
Man, if the Bengals
lose. He's a tiny quarterback that can't run.
What if the Bengals lose to the Panthers and they're 0-4?
They might.
Andy Dalton revenge game?
What's the number on that game?
It's 4.
Yeah. I mean, that's a coin flip game.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
I mean, we thought the Bengals were desperate on Monday, and they certainly were. Now they're really desperate.
True or false, the Vegas Raiders will trade Devontae Adams this year. There was video this past week of him appearing unhappy. He just had 4 catches for 40 yards. There's some talk of them benching Minshew for O'Connell. I think O'Connell got in the game late in the game. Devontae didn't want to deal with that.
I'll give it a true because look, is Davante Adams still going to be there when their turnaround happens? If it happens, no. So if you can get a haul for him, then and there's a team that's interested, I would consider moving him.
I don't care what Davante wants. He chose the Raiders.
Right. He wanted the big sack of money.
So you don't think he'll be traded?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I just think that it's a joke that he's unhappy. Well, you chose the Raiders. Not like they had a solid quarterback situation.
I think he can agitate his way out of there.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
If he wants to.
He could have gone anywhere else with a better quarterback situation. And he chose not to.
All right, that's your Junkies Blitz coming up at 9 o'clock, which is right around the corner. Sebastian Maniscalco, comedian who's performing at Capital One Arena this weekend. He's going to join us coming up at 9 here on the Junks.